Three suspects die in an attempt to escape from lawful custody. NGOCC says women always ready to participate in politics. And wife of Ugandan opposition leader Bobi Wine in hospital after soldiers raid her house. Good evening. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chilopa. Three male suspects have died in the Konda district of Muchinga province after they were hit by stray bullet while trying to escape from lawful custody together with other suspects at Nakonde police station. Muchinga province commanding officer Dennis Moller said that the incident occurred on January 24, 2026 around 14:30 hours. Mr. Moller disclosed that the suspects forcibly pushed their way out of the cell when police officers were distributing food and fled from the police station. He said that police officers fired several warning shots in an effort to stop the suspects. However, despite the warning shots, the suspects continued to flee. In the process, three suspects sustained gunshot wounds and were rushed to Nakonde District Hospital, where they were pronounced dead upon arrival, said Mr. Moller in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Moller said the deceased suspects have been identified as Christopher Simfukwe, age 33, James Parker, 28, and Kangwa Kangwa, 36. He further said that police instituted search operations which led to the recapture of three suspects, Nkwiza Sinkala, 19, Willard Siami, 21, and Edward Sikanyika, 33. Mr. Moller added that four suspects remain at large and have been identified as Stuart Sikaunga, 21, Ruben Muntali, 30, Jonathan Sikanyika, 30, and Salifianji Sichimata, 23. He said that theft investigations into the matter are ongoing and police have intensified the manhunt for the remaining suspects. The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia, NAQUES, has commended government for increasing the allocation of the school feeding program in a bid to improve the nutrition of learners. Government allocated 494 million kwacha towards the 2026 school feeding program, with more than 4.5 million children in all districts expected to benefit from the program. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, NAQUES Executive Director Aaron Chansa stressed that this will ensure that life will be easier for learners, especially those coming from poor backgrounds. Dr. Chansa said that while the school feeding program has made a huge impact on the learners, he is of the view that government has not provided the necessary equipment in most schools to implement the initiative. Government should provide incentives for the people that cook these meals and create an enabling environment, said Dr. Chansa. He further emphasized the need for government to address the difficulties schools are experiencing in carrying out the initiative and ensure that support mechanisms are put in place.
The ministry must go beyond just supplying foodstuffs. It must also provide those that are supposed to cook, or provide incentives for those that are cooking, the parents that are cooking. It's a very, very big challenge for some of our schools to implement this. Some of the schools receive very, very small grants, which cannot be extended to implement this important initiative. So while we support it, we want to see it supported effectively beyond just the foodstuffs.
The Non-Government Organizations Coordinating Council, NGOCC, says women have always been ready to take up political spaces. Recently, conversations around more women representation and participation as a way of shifting the Zambian democracy have been ongoing. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, NGOCC Chairperson Beauty Katebe said women are intentionally left out of many political parties when they have always been ready to claim such spaces. The issue that needs to be addressed is not that of readiness, but that of adoption, said Ms. Katebe. Ms. Katebe emphasized that political parties should begin to adopt more women into their parties and in spaces where women can politically thrive. She also revealed that NGOCC has been engaging with different political parties, encouraging them to adopt more women.
If they are adopted, they are adopted in areas where political parties know that they cannot go through. This time around, we are asking political parties to adopt women in areas where they are strong enough to get our women into parliament or into the councils. Yeah, so in terms of how we are doing it with the political parties, we are actually doing a door-to-door visit so that we can talk to the political parties and engage them and know how.
The Basic Education Teachers Union of Zambia, BETUS, has acknowledged concerns raised by parents over the introduction of the new form system, noting that parents have a right to be informed as they are key stakeholders in their children's education. This follows calls by parents in Kanchibia District for the Ministry of Education to intensify public sensitization on the transition from the grade-based system to the new form system. Speaking in an interview with RSN News in Lusaka, BETUS Public Relations Officer Obich Sala said parents are justified in seeking clarity on the reforms, particularly regarding school placement, infrastructure readiness, and changes to the examination cycle expected in 2026. Parents should feel free to consult schools and other education officers whenever they feel they are not actively involved in decisions affecting their children's academic journey, said Mr. Chisala. Mr. Chisala further explained that under the new system, pupils will sit for their secondary school entry examinations in grade 6 before transitioning to Form 1, formerly known as grade 8. After completing Form 4 examinations, learners will choose whether to pursue skills-based programs, while those wishing to continue with academic studies will proceed to advanced learning, commonly referred to as A-levels. He encouraged parents to embrace the new system, saying it is intended to modernize the education sector by shifting from theory-heavy rote learning to a competence-based education approach.
First and foremost, as Basic Education Children of Zambia, I would like to appreciate the concern that is coming from our parents. Remember, education is not for teachers and government alone, meaning that it's a service for every Zambian. And every parent or person who doesn't clearly understand, you know, some of the reforms that are going on, I think they have a right to reach out for clarity.
In African news, the wife of Ugandan opposition politician Bobi Wine has been speaking to journalists from her hospital bed in Kampala, describing what she says was an oversight raid on her home by soldiers searching for her husband. Barbara Itungo Kyagulanyi said she was strangled and held at gunpoint during the raid. Wine said in a post on X on Saturday that hundreds of soldiers raided his home in his absence, looting it and assaulting his wife. Coming up shortly, peace talks on Russia-Ukraine will end as fighting rages. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Met Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. The first three-way peace talks between Russia, Ukraine and the US have ended in Abu Dhabi with no apparent breakthrough as fighting rages. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky raised the possibility of a second meeting as early as next week, while an American official said a new round would begin on 1st February. The two-day talks ended after waves of Russian airstrikes targeted Ukraine's badly damaged energy infrastructure, killing one person and injuring 35 others, Ukrainian officials said. Russia accused Ukraine of attacking an ambulance in Ukrainian territory under its control, killing three medics. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. Three male suspects have died in Nakonde district of Muchinga province after they were hit by stray bullets while trying to escape from lawful custody together with other suspects at Nakonde police station. The non-government organizations coordinating council NGOCC says women have always been ready to take up political spaces. And the wife of Ugandan opposition politician Bobi Wine has been speaking to journalists from her hospital bed in Kampala, describing what she says was an overnight raid on her home by soldiers searching for her husband. For more news, follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube with the handle RSV News. My name is Chimba Chilopa. Stay tuned.
Yeah, number one. Yeah,